Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Matthew chapter 8, verses 11 through 13. The Reverend Craig Mueller is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Matthew chapter 8. When he came down from the mountain, great crowds followed him. And behold, a leper came to him and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, if you will, you can make me clean." And Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him, saying, "I will, be clean." And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus said to him, "See that you say nothing to anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a proof to them." And then when he entered Capernaum, a centurion came forward to him, appealing to him, "Lord, my servant is lying paralyzed at home, suffering terribly." And he said to him, "I will come and heal him." But the centurion replied, "Lord, I am not worthy to have you come under my roof, but only say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I too am a man under authority, with soldiers under me. And I say to one, 'Go,' and he goes, and to another, 'Come,' and he comes, and to my servant, 'Do this,' and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he marveled and said to those who followed him, "Truly I tell you, with no one in Israel have I found such faith. I tell you, many will come from the east and west and recline at the table with Isaac, Jacob, and in the kingdom of heaven, while the sons of kingdom will be thrown into the outer darkness. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." And to the centurion Jesus said, "Go, let it be done for you as you have believed." And the servant was healed at that very moment. This is the word of the Lord. We pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Words of Jesus' miracles had traveled far and wide. People had heard of his ability to turn water into wine, and the crowds were amazed with his teaching. Everywhere he went, he was accompanied by a sizable entourage. As we have heard today, even Gentiles came to him. And it was the Gentiles who expressed such faith that caused Jesus to marvel, for he could not find such among his own people, Israel. This Gentile centurion, who pleads with Jesus on behalf of his paralyzed servant, was not one who had grown up hearing the word of God and awaiting salvation through the Messiah. And yet he comes to Jesus with full faith in his ability to heal his servant, an ability that is found in Jesus' authority over all creation, even over sickness and death itself. Authority is something that this Roman centurion, a soldier, would know a little about. He himself lives within the chain of command. He gives orders, and they are carried out. He carries out orders he receives. He knows what it is to be sent to serve. He knows what it is to lead and have authority. As many of you know, the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, we are in the middle of the Lutheran Schools Week, and the theme is Sent to Serve. What a great theme as we look at how our schools continue to be used by God to bring the gospel of Jesus Christ to those in their schools and in their communities. They truly are witnesses and embody their theme of sent to serve. Well, in our text, this soldier is also in a vocation where he was sent to serve. And from the Bible, it looks like he was a pretty good servant leader. He took care of his soldiers and those under his authority and command. He was sent with a mission. So also this soldier, this leader of men who was sent to serve those here, comes to Jesus, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, who is the Lord of the universe, and request something for someone else, not himself. It seems that this centurion knew and believed that this Jesus was the one who came not to be served, but to serve and give his life as a ransom for many. He had faith, and such faith that Jesus himself marveled at it and pointed it out to those around him. This was special. In fact, the soldier knows that Jesus could heal with just his word. The soldier didn't think he was worthy for Jesus to even enter into his house, but simply had to say the word, and his servant would be healed. He knew he was a poor, miserable sinner, and not worthy to have Jesus in his home. This soldier knows that Jesus is the Lord and Savior, and comes to him for mercy and help and healing. That this Jesus had come to save his people from their sins, that this Jesus would live, suffer, die, and rise again, that this Jesus would ransom us, lost and condemned creatures, from all sins, from eternal death and from the devil, not with gold or silver, but with his holy, precious blood and his innocent suffering and death. This he did so that we may be his own and live under him and his kingdom and serve him. This soldier was a powerful man, yet despite his great influence and authority, he cannot order his servant to rise and walk, for such an order would be useless. Nor can he exercise authority over the illness in order that to leave this stricken body of his servant. But he knows Jesus can, and he trusts in Jesus' ability to do just that. Jesus had such authority. As we have heard this morning, he healed the paralyzed servant through speaking a mere word. And Jesus answers his plea and says the word and his servant is healed. Yet Jesus uses the moment to not only proclaim and set apart the centurion as a man of faith, that it is not even found in Israel, but reminds us that it doesn't depend on our nationality or economic status or even our vocation. It is by faith alone in Jesus that we will be saved, and all others who do not believe in Jesus, who reject him, the Messiah, will be sent to hell where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. The simplicity with which Jesus miraculously healed the sick, merely speaking a command, demonstrates Jesus' power over sickness and death. He has the ability, the divine authority, to heal the sick and raise the dead with the power of his word. Jesus, the Word made flesh, has come to seek and save the lost. We are all familiar with the miraculous healings Jesus performed, and this instance is nothing new or unique. But understanding Jesus' miracles in general is vital, because misunderstanding their purpose poses a danger to the faith of believers. Christ Jesus, who is true God, begotten of the Father from eternity, and also true man, born of the Virgin Mary, has within himself the authority to heal what was sick and raise that which was dead. And just as the Roman centurion had the authority to issue orders to his subordinates, so Jesus has the authority over his creation, the heavens, the earth, and all that is in them. Thus he was indeed able to heal the infirm bodies of people stricken with disease. But it is all too easy to hear of such miracles and ask the question of the skeptic, why were only some healed and not all? And it is especially grievous to the tortured body and soul to inquire, why doesn't my Lord heal my infirmity? Remove from me all my crosses and pains, as he surely could do. It was so easy for him to do it for those people. Why not for me? He didn't even go to the paralyzed servant. He spoke the word and the man was healed that very hour. Why doesn't he do that today? Indeed, why doesn't God grant us relief from our sickness, from our pains, our sufferings, our miseries? Why does he allow his beloved children to be ravaged with cancer, Alzheimer's, COVID, and all other diseases? Why do Christian parents who believe in their Lord and trust in him have to suffer the heartbreak of miscarriages, stillborns, or life-ending tragedy? Why does he allow so many babies to be killed in the womb of their mothers through abortion? Such questions have consumed the hearts and minds of God's children both in their times of trial and for the sake of others. But they are the wrong questions. We confess that God has indeed come to heal us and wipe away all evil. All things are possible with God. There isn't anything he can't do. Our insistence that he restore fully our broken bodies according to our will and not according to his is the problem. Jesus went to the cross to do more than to rescue us from arthritis, back pain, or COVID. He did far more for us than the assuage of our bereavement and sorrow over pandemics, abortion, the destruction of marriage and the family. Our Lord died to heal us eternally. He died to earn for us full pardon and forgiveness of our sins, and he rose again to secure the future resurrection of all flesh on the last day. He grants us healing for the most deadly, cancerous, flesh-eating condition of all, our sin. His death rescues us from far more than our physical and emotional pain, our chronic discomfort. Jesus has rescued us from the eternal sufferings in hell. In this season, in which the manifestation of Jesus' divinity is observed through Bible texts on his miracles, we have the opportunity to put things back into perspective. God, who is love, and the one unchangeable good, will work all things for the good of those who love him. Though we are sinners and therefore bound to return to the dust from which we came, and we remain subject to suffering, death, and decay, our Lord has healed us from the eternal consequences of sin. While our bodies break down, we know that we will rise again and be free of sickness and infirmity, for Jesus has the authority to forgive us our sins, and he has done it. We are therefore healed. We are liberated from the chains of death. Jesus has authority over death itself, and he has defeated it for you and for me. That is the gospel message for you and for me. That's the gospel message that the centurion knew that Jesus not only talked about, lived, but he was the Savior of all. And yes, during this Lutheran school weeks, we know that this is the gospel message that our Lutheran schools bring to those to whom they are sent to serve. And so also for you, as you serve your neighbor, may you have comfort and joy as you are secure in Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for the Reverend Andrew and Kelsey Schlund, who serve the Lord in Mexico. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.